thought we would start with an item that Gordo had, I believe, during the corner yesterday. Was it not? Or was it during Muse when you had this story? I think it was,
no,
I think it was the corner.
It was during the corner.
Yeah. And the story was, and we were sent this story over the weekend because P1s tend to see a story and know that it's something that we would be interested in or talk about. And it was reported by a TV station on Sunday night that an American Airlines flight, as it landed, was cleared out, and there were some people who became nauseous because someone passed gas.
Nauseated. We get corrected all the time on that nauseated, nauseous thing.
They didn't become nauseous, they became nauseated?
Nauseated.
Okay.
Yeah.
They felt sick, and they required maybe some medical attention because someone ripped one on the plane, and it was so bad that some people got sick. And I think you even maybe added the detail that someone threw up, someone vomited.
Yes, I think that's what was said, yes.
And I said at the time, this is fake news. Because Junior and I have experienced this through the years. We have been the victims of, and maybe the ones who have dealt out the punishment in something like this. And as bad as it can get, no one is going to get sick. No one is going to require medical attention because someone has an air bathroom problem on an airplane.
Okay, but wait a second. I think that someone can become nauseated because of that. I think that someone can vomit if they smell something so bad
yes,
and offensive
I agree.
That they can vomit.
I agree, but I'm telling you that's impossible for just a toot. Now,
what do you mean?
How
is that impossible for
because
it?
And it
then
just can't
medical,
be done.
You would seek medical attention because they didn't know that's what it was at first. And if they think it may be some sort of poisonous chemical fumes that caused someone to be ill, then I can see them seeking medical attention as a precautionary measure.
Well,
not that they're in ICU or anything.
Right.
It's just that, hey, we've got to check you out.
There's no way that was just someone ripping one. If that did make someone sick, then that guy did more than just rip one.
That's right. You thought he messed his drawers.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, as it turns out, according to American Airlines, it was not someone ripping one, or as the headline says, and this is, I do believe, yes, this is on the Dallas Morning News website.
You are fake news.
The corrected headline is, clearing the air, mechanical issue, not fart, caused odor on
it
flight.
It says that in the
yes.
morning news. They need to not use that word.
Idiocracy.
And this is written by a female
story.
Reporter.
Okay.
Now, I guess that doesn't mean she did the headline.
Let me guess, does it have something to do with the bathrooms on board got backed up because of a mechanical problem, or that was the odor that infiltrated the cabin?
That could be. It just says mechanical problem. It doesn't elaborate as to whether it was a bathroom or an exhaust thing or what.
Yeah, it can't be like a short circuit on the pilot's cockpit board or anything like that, right?
I wouldn't think so.
There's a reason that they're associating it with past gas. And I think Craig's right. It basically is a bathroom issue that they are euphemistically calling a mechanical issue.
So they were trying to dump their sewage that was in the bathroom and it had a backup or something?
Yes. They were trying to redump the sewage. Yes. And it was someone from the Raleigh-Durham airport that made that announcement that it was due to someone passing gas. Here's the from the Charlotte Observer. A story reported around the world of a man's powerful flatulence prompting the evacuation of a Charlotte flight to Raleigh is apparently full of
hot air. Yeah, I know. And the plane was referred to as an Airbus and all that, even though it wasn't.
Passengers became sick from smelling, and this, they word it, an ailing man's gas.
Something wrong with you.
We have audio.
It is not audio. Stop.
All right. So I knew that was not the case. And Now, once we did mention that, we did receive some emails and some tweets. You had an interesting one from someone claiming that their dad had cleared out a hotel.
Yes, and I'm certainly glad you asked me that. Yeah, the guy said that when he was 14, they were in a... he went to a tournament in, I believe it was Oklahoma City, and he said that a friend's dad cleared out the hotel lobby.
Impossible.
And they evacuated it.
Impossible.
He says they evacuated it. And that he became physically sick.
That is fake news.
I have a hard time believing that. I mean, yeah. We've seen rooms clear out, people laughing and things like that, but an entire lobby of a hotel?
Yes, entire lobby. And then there was another P1 that reported that on a road trip, a P1 said on a road trip, his son's 14-year-old friend went air bathroom in their car. And it was so bad that his son vomited.
I believe that.
In the car.
I've never seen that. And believe me, I've seen a lot of that type of incident.
What does that mean?
I've hung around guys a lot.
You think you've experienced more of that than the average person? Not just hearing it.
No, I think if you're a guy and you hang around guys, and I guess we were told once it's white guys who do this... That, yes.
Why are you making it racial?
For some reason, we have made it a sport through the years of just going for sound, for laugh, and also that, yeah.
Doesn't sound very classy to me.
No, it's not. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the only time that I think is we were having table talk about this off the air yesterday, the only time I think I experienced something close to that where someone almost got sick was at the end of an amazing training camp run early in our days in Austin, and we were working at St. Edward's University in a really close quarters, and someone who still, in fact, works at this radio station and still works at this radio station in management ended what was basically a 5-year or a 5-day fart war.
I'd play.
No, it wasn't killer.
A war? What is that?
We were just all involved in trying to one-up one another. And he ended it, didn't he, on that Friday. That's the only one I can remember where it's just like, it was so bad we had to leave the area, and then we saw a couple of people walk into that same area and kind of look at each other. It was really bad.
It's the closest I've ever come to being involved in chemical warfare. Actual chemical warfare.
Yeah.
Where you feared for your life.
You feared for your life. And finally, after this mother of all bombs was dropped by this person who still works at the ticket, we said, that's enough. And we were all so disgusted with one another, and especially in him, that it just ended it. We just didn't do that. And we
signed a toot treaty.
Yeah, because it was so bad. Now, if that one...
What are you girls? You guys 12 years old? What?
At the time, almost.
At the time, pretty much. Yeah, we're like 24.
We were closer to 12 than Mark's present age.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you would have put that atomic bomb but that was let loose by someone who's
now in
ticket
management. It was an A-bomb, not an atomic bomb.
Then, yes, I could see how that would clear out a plane and probably a hotel lobby, too. Now, would it make someone actually vomit? I don't know. I don't think I was close to vomiting.
No.
And I'm pretty sensitive about that because, and don't do it, but when you do your fake vomit, don't do it. That almost makes me vomit.
Oh, my mouth is watering.
P1s don't like that either.
I love that.
We always hear from someone. I don't like it. And I always hear from someone who's eating their breakfast, and they hear that, and they have to put it down. It's not a great payoff outside of Junior and his laugh. It's not a great payoff. Stop it. So, but yes, I'm sensitive to that. So I think I have a
George's eyes start watering.
Oh yeah, I mean I have to really use Jedi mind tricks not
stop
it. Golly, that sounds so real. Or the
we don't even do it anymore.
And I think if you did that on a plane, I think you could make people sick around you if you were doing that and acting like you were about to, and you made that sound really loud. I bet you could make, I don't know, 6 out of every 10 people sick.
Okay, how about if on the
flight out there. Because right now I feel like crap.
On the flight out there to training camp.
No.
That I do this gag. No, I want to see. Will I get kicked off the plane? I don't tell anyone what's going on. I just sit in my seat just going.
The whole time?
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Oh. Yes. Someone would call the flight attendant over. I don't know that you'd get kicked off.
I think you would.
But they would pay a lot of attention to you.
In today's day and age, yes. And if you did it in mid-flight, I think we'd have to land in Albuquerque and you'd get kicked off.
Because but they would come over and ask me, are you okay, sir? Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, at that point, they know you're doing some sort of weird bit, and they would kick you off. But go ahead, try it. Go ahead, delay our flight and get on the no-fly list. It would be a great segment.
For fake vomiting. I can get on the no-fly list for fake vomiting.
Vomiting. Yeah, and then you'll get written about, too. And by online reporting and TV station will probably pick it
up,
too.
Well, then it'll be all fake news.
I think they'll put them on the please fly more list, and you'll get a seat right in the front of the cabin for comedy to entertain all the passengers.
It's gross. I don't feel well right now, and I guarantee you there's someone right now that just had to put down their chicken biscuit or something like that.
I don't feel well either.
Oh, stop it.
No.
Gosh. You're not helping us. We want people to stay with us, not leave us, because we're doing something really gross.
Gross. George, I have another present for you. This is exciting audio. I want you to tell me if you can recognize who this is, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me find it. It's minimized on my... Okay, here we go. Okay.
God dang it. Would you stop it?
What? Listen.
No, I'm not listening to that. You made me nauseous earlier in the show.
Just listen. Put on your headphones.
No,
don't take them off. Don't take them off.
No.
Listen.
No. No. You're making other people sick right now. Stop it. I can't hear.
Why is Dale singing? Okay, I turned it off. You can put them on now.
I don't trust
turn
you.
Turn them off.
I can hear you fine.
My favorite's the cough that he's doing afterwards.
You guys are gross.
What? I was just trying to prank my friend Georgie. Okay, you ready to play Count the Red Flags? This is what I've been trying to get to. But I got derailed by...
Yourself.
Giorgio. All right. This happened in Wisconsin.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah.
Why?
Because weird things happen there.
Gosh dang it. Stop it.
Okay. All right. All right. We're back on track now. We're back to doing the broadcast.
Okay, I can hear you. Go.
Okay. Now put on your headphones.
No.
You can't hear the music.
Because you're going to play like every 30 seconds.
No, you
I'm
can't
not going to deal
music.
With it.
Okay. So that is today's Count the Red Flag story.
Man.
And here's the... You want to hear him talk?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll throw my headphones
George,
down.
No.
Hard.
George. Here. I got the right video pulled
no,
up now.
No.
Put your headphones back.
No.
I got the video pulled
you.
Up.
I don't trust you.
That's what...
You hear his voice sounds weird.
Yeah, that's what Tingler sounds like.
He has a
like.
High-pitched voice. Yeah. George, put your headphones
no,
on.
No, I know it's not.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That?
It sounds like one
so
of your
sounds
fake
like
voices.
He's
playing more
Texas
vomit
accent.
Sounds.
No, I'm not.
And this is not working. This
what?
Is not... Hey... Someone's not calling their friends right now and say, hey, they're playing vomit noises on the ticket.
No,
tune
no,
in.
I'm not playing
people
vomit
are turning off
you,
the radios
put on your
now.
Headphones. Put on your headphones. Now.
You know it's fake. You know it's fake vomit sounds.
No, I don't. My brain doesn't.
And Stevie Wonder says you know it.
Well, tell Stevie he's wrong.
Okay. All right. That's enough.
This heart's built to break.
Well, I wish the mics had turned on just like 5 seconds earlier. It's a big moment for Donnie.
Do it. There you go.
Oh, man. Oh, well. East Hampton Sandwich Company.
Greatest day of your life.
Crosstalk with Norm and Donnie. Donnie is obsessed with Good Morning Texas. And this morning he got really excited because they held hands and started to...
They're jumping rope. They're double dutching.
Double dutch.
It's like a dream. It's like I'm asleep right now. Guys are watching too with... you guys wanted to see it also.
Dutch. Oh, man.
Everybody.
Then I glanced back up there and saw Greg Fields.
That's a wake-up call right there. Huh? Here you go.
Double Dutch bus coming down the street. Moving shuffle your feet. Get on the bus. Pay your fare and tell the driver that you're going to the Double Dutch. Fee, fi, fo, fum. Well, I be dog. Here it comes.
Is this Curtis Blow?
No.
Who is this?
I don't know.
Frankie Smith.
Frankie Smith.
Double Dutch bus.
Yeah, this was big.
We have a Double Dutch tournament. Take a stock.
Okay.
Two-man teams
jumping rope.
First show.
How long do you think you can jump rope? By yourself.
You think not you very long. I'm not very good at it.
I hold the Dallas County record.
What?
I do.
Do you really?
17 days. What? I do.
No,
I
just, you don't.
I don't like to talk about it much, but I do.
You just wasted all of our time.
So if we held a ticket jump roping situation,
I would win.
Would George laugh harder at my attempts to jump rope than he did at Jared's golf attempts?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't because I'm not very good at it either. In fact, remember you brought a jump rope up to the studio like 10 years ago, and I had to hurdle jump it. Remember? I was one that had to like run and do it. I was horrible at it.
Anyone want to place your bets on longest marathon skipping rope?
I bet you it is like 17 days.
Is it our friend?
It's not our friend. I'm sorry.
Okay. Who is it?
It's Joey.
Is there any more information available?
Joey. All right.
Do you have a last name? Perhaps the length of time.
When did this happen?
It's Joey.
Yeah, well, the trivia question is how long he did it for. His name is Joey Motze of the USA.
All right.
He did this in North Carolina.
Okay. 9 days.
No, it's going to be hours.
What if he jumped rope for 9 days? And then died at the end.
Okay, 21 hours.
I'm going to guess longer.
Yeah, I'm going to guess longer.
36
also.
Hours.
33 hours, 20 minutes.
Wow.
So?
This part didn't sound like English to me, by the way.
That's always right to say.
What the hell are you guys talking about in that song?
What do you mean, you guys?
The people who are singing the song. Who is this that's performing?
Curtis Blow. So why don't
you... Menudo?
We need the challenge. Ticket jump rope challenge.
Mm-hmm.
All the hosts start at the same time.
Not me.
Last one wins.
I'm the Dallas County record holder. You guys don't know what you're getting into.
So the world record is 33 hours and you went 17 days.
Yes, Saroy's fake news.
It's not kids in the song?
What?
Is that kids in the song singing?
Ask Donovan. He's the one who knew half the song. How would I know?
Yeah, it's like girls.
It's little girls singing.
I never could understand
Gizza,
what they're saying. Alakazam. Kazabokazam. All right, what are you guys doing today?
Hula Hoop Marathon, now? 74 hours.
I'm the Tarrant County record holder.
Oh, my gosh. How long?
14 days.
That's Carl from Sling Blade singing this part.
It is. Biscuits and mustard. Biscuits and mustard.
Not bigger than a little old squirrel.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Ain't got no gas in it.
Boy, what a great movie that is.
One of the best, dude.
I believe that is my favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Sling Blade.
It's top five for me.
You're not joking.
No,
I'm not joking.
It's top five for me.
And I don't care who you are.
Okay.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton was outrageous in that movie. Wasn't that also the movie that Dwight Yoakam had a key role?
Oh, my gosh.
He was incredible in it.
He was great.
Wow.
Get out!
He's so good in that.
He really is.
I'm hurting, Linda. Can't believe you're doing it to me when I'm hurting.
And John Ritter is not even, it's almost unrecognizable. You don't even know it's him.
I know.
Oh, my gosh, that's John Ritter. Oh, what a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, confides that he's gay, and everyone basically already knows it.
Condolences to the Ritter family.
All right, what do you guys have?
We have
on
the Goose at 10:50. We have
goose.
A segment called "What Time Does the Flight Leave?" That's right at the top. We'll talk Rangers at
11:30. Like a Muppet song going on now.
And Michael Vick with his comment about Cap at 11:10.
All right, mm-hmm. You guys have a great show.
Thank you,
Norm and Donnie.
Thank
are next.
You.
We're back
Double
tomorrow at 5:30 on the Ticket.
Bus coming down the street.
What'd you kill Jesse for? What'd you kill Jesse for?
It ain't got no gas in it. It ain't
I
got
like
no
French fries
in
potatoes
with mustard.
How far you toting that horse?